You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can listen to the Noontime News live on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live. You can also download the free KROX mobile app or say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston. As it is now time for the Noontime News with Chris Fee.
Well, as we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Friday, final Friday of March, this 29th. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. A crane has appeared at the site of a collapsed highway bridge in Baltimore as crews prepare to begin clearing wreckage. The debris has stymied the search for four missing workers and blocked ships from entering or leaving the city's vital ports. Experts say rebuilding Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge could take anywhere from 18 months to several years. They also say the cost could be at least $400 million, or twice that much. The frantic 911 call described a 23-year-old man suffering a seizure, foaming and shaking. When medics and police arrived, the tiny apartment in Bristol, Tennessee became a chaotic scene. Karen Goodwin watched in fear, but she trusted that the police and paramedics were there to help her son, Hunter. He stopped breathing in the ambulance, a life cut suddenly short. For 6 years, Goodwin believed her son died of an overdose, but after she finally saw the police body camera footage, her memories now conflict with stark images of restraint and force. And finally, Luis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar and an Emmy winner for his role in the seminal TV miniseries Roots, has died. He was 87. Gossett always thought of his early career as a reverse Cinderella story, with success finding him from an early age and propelling him forward toward his Academy Award for An Officer and a Gentleman. He also was a star on Broadway, replacing Billy Daniels in Golden Boy with Sammy Davis Jr. in 1964. And recently played a patriarch in the 2023 remake of The Color Purple. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust, to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Brian Frisk.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 34 degrees, an east wind of 13 miles an hour, and a wind chill of 25. So 34 with an east wind of 13, creating a wind chill of 25 under cloudy skies right now in downtown Crookston. The humidity is at 56%. The barometric pressure is at 29.92 inches. And that is continuing to fall throughout the morning hours, now into the early afternoon. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area, snow is likely mainly afternoon, cloudy with a high near 35, southeast winds of 10 miles an hour gusting up to 20, and a 70% chance of precipitation, and total daytime snow accumulation 1 to 2 inches possible today. Tonight, a chance of snow and freezing drizzle, mainly before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 25, a 40% chance of precipitation, and new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible tonight. We'll take a look at the forecast for Easter weekend, also for next week. And if you like temperatures in the 50s, we could see that by midweek and close to that early next week as well. So we have some spring-like weather coming along next week as of now, according to the forecast. We'll tell you all about that and, again, give you your Easter weekend forecast. All that and more are going to be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Pru Refrigeration and Heating.
An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the state news, State Representative Peggy Bennett of Albert Lea, the Republican lead on the Minnesota House Education Policy Committee, says the state's 83.3% graduation rate is disappointing. Bennett says it reflects an overall failure of Democratic strategies that have been initiated. She says since 2019,
we've had a 16% decline in reading proficiency, 17% decline in math proficiency, and 23% decline in science proficiency, and now we see a stagnation in graduation rates.
Bennett says this shows we have a problem.
Kind of like this red light's blinking in the system. It's crying out for reform, and it's saying, Houston, we have a problem.
Bennett believes that changing the state's educational playbook, including giving school districts more local control, would improve these numbers. And in fairness with graduation rates, if you're not familiar, it's not, okay, Crookston High School graduated 87 of the 90 students. That's how they go. No, that's not how it goes. That would make sense. And we're dealing with the state now. So we all know that it's not easy and it's screwed up. Let's say a kid leaves Crookston High School or Fisher High School, wherever. They leave in ninth grade. To a different school, and they end up not graduating. Let's say they leave in a junior year. If they're not there for a certain time at the next school, and let's say they drop out, that goes against Crookston's, even though they're not technically at Crookston anymore. So it makes no sense. It's if they leave a school, Crookston, go. Let's say they go to Fisher, or they go to East Grand Forks, or if they go to Thief River Falls, or vice versa. It's Yeah, so the graduation rates, we take them with a grain of salt, but at the same time, if it's not 100%, that's not good. So we'll just agree on that one. But the formula is really, as only the state could do, impossible to figure out. Let's see what else we have on our state news. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of one of their K-9 officers, K-9 Aspen, a bloodhound certified through the FBI response team for missing person cases, died Thursday. Aspen was involved in over 400 cases during her nine-year career with the department, including finding a missing child in St. Stephen in 2012. K-9 Aspen also picked up on a four-day-old trail with the Minneapolis Police Department to help find a missing University of Minnesota student. She retired in 2021 and had been living with her handler, Deputy Eric Schultz, and his family. A suspect is jailed in Willmar after a drive-by shooting Thursday afternoon. The Kandiyohi County Sheriff's Department says they received a report from a motorist who said someone in another vehicle shot at them at the location east of Willmar shortly after 1 p.m. The suspect vehicle was later spotted in Willmar, and the suspect was hiding in a shed. The suspect is facing several charges, including attempted murder. While the late-season snow isn't welcome for many Minnesotans, it's a different story at local ski areas. The spring snowstorm has allowed ski areas like Buck Hill, Wild Mountain, and Trollhaugen to reopen this weekend. Buck Hill's Chief Operations Officer Nate Burr says he's happy that Mother Nature has blessed us with some snow. And to the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks, their basketball programs, not only do they have probably the nicest arena in all of Division II, but they will play in the men's and women's NCAA Division II National Basketball Championships. That's right, both programs. The MSU men beat West Texas 79-72 last night in the semifinals and will face Nova Southeastern in the Division II final Saturday in Evansville, Indiana. The Maverick women take on Texas Women's University in the national championship game tonight at St. Joseph, Missouri. MSU won its first national title in the 2009. So the Mavericks, both the men's and women's teams in the national championship, only the second time ever that has happened in Division II. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at more sports. That'll be coming up right after this.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, and the Minnesota Twins are on a pace to win 162 games this year as they beat the Kansas City Royals by a score of 4-1. Once again, a fantastic pitching performance from Twin starter Pablo Lopez, who says it's an exciting time of year.
Opening day means so much to everyone, us players, for so many reasons. You know, we've been waiting for this day for a long time. We grinded through spring training, you know, waking up at 5, 6 in the morning every day. So, like, everything leading up to this day, extremely special. So, a lot of emotions going on, a lot of anxiety in a good way. It's about embracing it and just go out there and have fun.
Well, it was a fun game yesterday as the Twins beat Kansas City 4-1. They're off today. They'll be back in action on Saturday from Kauffman Stadium. And college hockey last night, the games went pretty much as expected. It was Boston University beating Rochester Institute of Technology 6-3. The Gophers got a late goal to beat Nebraska Omaha and were able to weather a five-minute major. Gophers win 3-2. Then it was Denver in double overtime. They beat UMass by a score of 2-1, and Cornell beat the University of Maine 3-1. Minnesota Wild, they beat San Jose yesterday by a score of 3-1. And men's basketball, as we told you, Minnesota State Mankato beat West Texas A&M 79-72. And the Division I Sweet 16 games last night, Clemson, they knock off Arizona 77-72. It was UConn, the number one overall team, beating San Diego State 82-52. Then it was Alabama beating North Carolina 89-87. And Illinois, they beat Iowa State 72-69. On the sports scene for tonight, we're going to have Gopher women's basketball in the NIT Super 16 round. They're going to be hosting the Bison of NDSU. We'll have it right here on KROX, 6:30 the pregame, 7 o'clock will be the opening tip from Williams Arena. Also, South Dakota is at Wyoming. And men's basketball, the Sweet 16 games tonight. Marquette takes on North Carolina State, and Purdue will take on Gonzaga. At 8:45, Houston will take on Duke, and Tennessee will take on Creighton. The Timberwolves, they're at Denver tonight. The college hockey, the NCAA Division I first-round tournament. Michigan State takes on Western Michigan, and UND will take on Michigan. That's at Missouri. And then the Providence Regional, it's Boston College taking on Michigan Tech, and Wisconsin taking on Quinnipiac. In college baseball, UMC was supposed to play Augustana. UMC was holding out, trying to see if they could host the games. It got to be too late, and I guess finally the decision was made that they're going to go down to Sioux Falls, which probably the right decision with a chance of 1 to 3 inches of snow today. So now their games today were canceled, and so they'll lose out on a game. Women's basketball, it's the Division II National Championship game. Mankato takes on Texas Women's University. That is at 7 o'clock. And the NCAA Division I Sweet 16, it's Notre Dame taking on Oregon State. That gets underway at 1:30. South Carolina takes on Indiana at 4. And Stanford takes on North Carolina State at 6:30. And at 9 o'clock, Texas will take on Gonzaga. On Saturday, we'll have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanty at 9 a.m. Then we'll have Twins baseball as they take on Kansas City. 2:30 the pregame, 3:10 will be the first pitch. And then college hockey, the NCAA Division I tournament second round. Denver will take on Cornell at 3. And then at 5:30, the Gophers take on Boston University. And we'll join up with that right after the final out of the Twins game against Kansas City. Men's basketball, the Elite Eight continues. UConn takes on Illinois. That should be a dandy. Alabama will take on Clemson. And the Division II National Championship with Mankato taking on Nova Southeastern out of Florida. College baseball, UMC will be hosting Augustana at Sioux Falls for a noon doubleheader. And in women's softball, UMC was supposed to host Sioux Falls. They'll be hosting Sioux Falls at Sioux Falls for a noon doubleheader. And the Minnesota Wild, they take on Vegas at 2:30. And in women's basketball, the Sweet 16. Now, here's some games that are going to be fantastic. UCLA takes on LSU at noon. At 2:30, Iowa will take on Colorado. At 4:30, the University of Southern California, known as USC, takes on Baylor. And 7 o'clock, UConn, Paige Beckers. She is back in full force. She's having quite the run. You can tell the knee is back 100%. And they take on Duke, but that should be outstanding games as well. And Sunday, we have Twins baseball again, game 3 of the season. They take on Kansas City, noon the pregame, 1:10 the first pitch. The Timberwolves, they'll host Chicago, 5:45 the pregame, 6 o'clock the opening tip. College hockey will continue in the round 2 of the NCAA Division I tournament. The Elite Eight in men's basketball and the Elite Eight in women's basketball all continue as well. That is about it. We should tell you that the Twins game yesterday, Royce Lewis, he homered again. It wasn't a grand slam this time, but he got a home run. And but he left the game with looked to be an ankle injury. And so that was bad news for the Twins, but at least didn't look like knee or anything like that. So the Twins, good start, and they're 1-0, and they take on Kansas City tomorrow. That's about it on our sports scene. For the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has fresh quality meats. Golden Plump Whole Fryers, $1.39 a pound. Hugo's Premier Choice, 1/3 pound assorted varieties of fresh gourmet steakhouse burgers, 3 for $6. Hugo's Deli is baked or fried Golden Plump 8-piece chicken for $9.99. And you can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Hugo's will be closed Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston High School Pirate Boys and Girls Hockey Teams participated once again in the second annual Crookston Pirate Hockey Fights Cancer Games through the Minnesota Hockey Fights Cancer Organization and raised the most money out of all hockey programs statewide that participated. The Pirate Boys Hockey Coach Josh Hardy explains the Minnesota Fights Hockey Organization.
So Minnesota Hockey Fights Cancer is an organization that started in Rosemount, Minnesota. They run this every single year, and it's for mini-mites all the way up to high school. Lots of youth hockey associations, lots of high school teams. And last year was the first year that we did it. We raised $14,000-ish for the Northwest Minnesota Cancer Crusaders. And then through that, we decided this year that we were going to raise money for one of our own. With Danny Sylvester fighting breast cancer, she's a huge part of our hockey community.
And Sylvester has run the Mini Mite 1 and 2 and learned to skate programs for many years. And under her leadership, the community has seen a big growth in participants. Crookston raised $30,980 for Sylvester through Minnesota Hockey Fights Cancer, which is a big jump from the $14,000 they raised a year ago. The fundraising efforts this year boasted Crookston as the number one fundraising program in the state through Minnesota Fights Hockey. The top five programs include Crookston High School at $30,980, and then next, not even close, Waconia High School raising $18,974, Rosemount High School raised $13,709, Chaska, Chanhassen, they raised $13,315, and Rosemount Area Schools raised $10,657. Many community members were able to come together during a doubleheader in January where they took on the War Road, the boys did, and the girls played East Grand Forks at the Crookston Sports Center. Now, Minnesota Hockey Fights Cancer was highlighted during the day, along with Danny Sylvester, who dropped the puck for the girls' game. The day also included a silent auction with all proceeds and donations going toward Sylvester and the Hockey Fights Cancer organization. Hardy said Crookston partaking in this event for the second year is...
Which is pretty cool that we're able to help somebody out like that. And, you know, obviously the goal with things like this is we want to help out a family member or, you know, and we consider everybody in hockey our family, but to show how important it is to, if you can help out, do so. And that's the message that we wanted to send both of our teams, the importance of community. And we talk about it at the end of the year. That was probably the most significant thing that we did all year. You know, it's not the wins and losses and things like that, but what we did as two teams coming together to help out somebody was pretty cool and hopefully something that they take with them the rest of their lives.
Well, hands down, the best thing the Pirate hockey teams did all year, nothing even close. Hardy explained that this year's donation and effort speak volumes to what kind of community Crookston is, and it should send a positive message for upcoming and returning hockey players.
This community has been amazing. Me and my family have lived here for 8 years now. I think I've been teaching here for 10, and it just says a lot about what Crookston is as a community and how they're willing to fight for their own.
Hats off to the hockey teams for being a part of that outstanding fundraising effort, and obviously hats off to all the fans, the community, the parents, the family members that were hit up and donated. That is a fantastic number. Minnesota State has named two finalists in the search for the interim president of Northland Community and Technical College. The candidates are Anthony Kinkle and Sherry Olson. Kinkle served the Mount Dora Christian Academy and Children's Home in Florida as the vice president of development since 2021. Previously, he served the Minnesota State Board of School Administrators and executive director from 2017 to 2022. Sherry Olson served the South Mountain Community College in Arizona as president from 2011 until her retirement in 2022. Previously, she served Anoka Technical College as interim president from 2010 to 2011, and Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, now Minnesota State, as system director of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act from 2009 through 2010. And also at Northland Community and Technical College from 1995 to 2007 in several capacities. In an effort to keep our roadways safe, the Grand Forks Police Department will take part in Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over enforcement campaign, which will involve selected traffic enforcement by several officers looking specifically for impaired drivers. Law enforcement agencies across the state of North Dakota will have extra patrols for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over enforcement period, which runs March 1st through the 31st. Vision Zero reminds drivers to always drive free from impairment of alcohol and or prescription or illicit drugs. Read that one a little late. It says March 1st through 31st, right? Yeah. So probably should have read that about a month ago. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls. On March 28th at 6:46 a.m., the fire department responded to Section 31 of Parnell Township for a report of a one-vehicle accident. Upon arrival, they assisted local agencies with the extradition of the driver of the vehicle, who was then transported to Riverview Health. They then cleared the scene. At 3:30 p.m., they responded to the 200 block of South Broadway for a report of an individual stuck in an elevator. Upon arrival, the fire department was able to get the individual out of the elevator, and they were able to reset the elevator and cleared the scene. On the obituary desk today, we're sad to say, Jean Marie Tomford, 85, of Crookston, passed away peacefully in her home early this morning with her family at her side. A memorial service celebrating Jean's life will be held at a date yet to be decided. The Central Housky Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. Messages of condolences can be offered to the family on Jean's obituary page by going to KROXAM.com. Go to the news drop-down menu, click on obituaries, and you can click on the page there for that link. And we'll have the full obit as soon as we get it. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Lawrence A. Anderson, who was born August 11, 1907. He served with the 75th Infantry Division and was wounded in action on December 24, 1944, during the Battle of the Bulge. Lawrence A. Anderson died on this date in 1977. That is a look at our local news on this Good Friday. Now let's take a look at our weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have the sun trying to peek through the clouds, but still mostly cloudy skies. Our temperature is at 36 degrees. We have a southeast wind of 13 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 27. Humidity is at 52%, and the barometric pressure is at 29.93 inches. That is just inched back up in the last 25 minutes. Again, right now, cloudy skies, 36 degrees, a wind chill of 27. Taking a look at the numbers for yesterday, we had a high of 39 with a low of 12, and actually with the low wind, yesterday wasn't too bad of a day at all. And as we take a look at the forecast or the almanac for today, the average high is 42, the average low 23, the year-ago high 16, year-ago low 18 below. The record high for this date, 73, set in 2021. The record low, 18 below, set last year, 2023. The sun rose at 7:11. The sun will set at 7:52 for 12 hours, 41 minutes of daylight. This morning's low was 25 degrees. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, 36 with a wind chill of 27. Taking a look at the forecast for this Good Friday and Easter weekend. Snow is likely today, cloudy with a high near 35, east winds around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20, a 70% chance of precipitation, total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Then tonight, a chance of snow and freezing drizzle, mainly before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 25, a 40% chance of precipitation, new snow accumulation less than a half inch possible. For Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 40, northwest winds, only 5 to 10 miles an hour. Should be a pleasant day tomorrow. And then Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 23. Northwest winds around 5. Sunday, Easter Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 40. North winds only around 5 to 10 again. So it should be a pretty good Easter weekend. On Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 23. Monday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 43. Northeast winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then on a Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 27, north winds of 5 to 10. Then on Tuesday, the Crookston Pirate baseball team scheduled to have their first game of the year, and it's looking pretty favorable right now. Mostly sunny, a high near 47, west winds of 10 to 15. Wind gusts could be as high, though, as 25. So we don't have wind for 5 days, and then baseball, yeah, that sounds about right. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 30, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 53, west winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 23. And then Thursday of next week, mostly sunny, a high near 55, southwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. So it's looking to be a pretty good forecast for next week and Easter weekend, actually. Not too shabby as well. That is it on our noontime news. Again, tonight we're going to have Gopher women's basketball as they take on NDSU on the WNIT. 6:30 the pregame, 7 o'clock the opening tip. And then tomorrow we'll have Twins baseball. 2:30 the pregame, 3:10 the first pitch, game two of the season. And then after that, we'll have Gopher hockey as they take on Boston University. And then on Sunday, we'll have the Twins in game three of their opening three-game series at Kansas City. Noon the pregame, 1:10 the first pitch, with the Timberwolves to follow as they host Chicago, 5:45 the pregame. So that's your sports coverage on KROX this Easter weekend. From all of us here at KROX, we hope you have a very good Easter, very happy Easter weekend. And enjoy it this weekend.